Edward Dubose, the president of Georgia's NAACP, says he was appalled by the court's decision.
Mega Evers died for that right to vote. Dr. King was killed for that right to vote. The four little girls in Birmingham were killed for that right to vote.
The U.S. Supreme Court justices said the law was based off of old data and didn't reflect racial progress. But Kevin Miles, the NAACP's Southeast Regional Director, says protections are still necessary because discrimination still exists.
So to say that there's no need for any scrutiny, there's no need to take a second look, there's no need for any safeguards because it used to be much worse, that's not a very compelling argument.
Miles says the NAACP will work with federal and state governments on voting rights issues.
In the interim, while Congress figures out how to get its act together, we also need to look at some state-based legislation that we might be able to put in place that would give some protection to people who counted on the protection of Section 5.
He says they're also working on strengthening Section 2 of the Act, which deals with discriminatory intent. For WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.